Man, this was a dungeon. I mean, I haven't seen one. I guess I could go back and think about some of the old movies I've seen. Man, there wasn't nothing glorious about this prison. Wasn't no TV. Probably rats infested. Probably didn't even feed him. But you know what? He was sleeping, Randy. Peter was a fast asleep. Probably, like my wife, probably snoring. But the church was praying. Man, one of their preachers was in jail for telling people that Jesus loved them. And he wants to heal your mama and your brother and your sister. Put him in jail. Why? Because they didn't have the same message. They weren't preaching that message at the synagogue. They was preaching, bring your tithes or God's going to take it out in doctor bills. Heard that preached before. That was a bad message. Jesus wasn't flowing with the crowd. He was flowing with the Father. And it got Peter locked up because he had that same message. Peter learned by his mistakes, didn't he, Randy? Cock-a-doodle-doo. Every time Peter heard a rooster crow, he thought about Jesus. He thought about what he think about. He thought about, I denied the Lord. But see, eventually Peter got over that. Why? Because that's the past. The past never sees your future. Peter was a preacher. And he had to get over that past. How did he get over it? He kept preaching good news. He kept preaching that gospel because Jesus said, Peter, I made you a fisher of men. And Peter loved to fish. God didn't take that desire away from him. He just amplified it to people. Every time he saw, went out there preaching, he saw Cecil as a bass or as a tilapia. That was the fish back then, I think. Tilapia. You can get that order. Peter saw men as fish. God has a sense of humor. You know that, don't you? He saw little fish, big fish, black fish, brown fish. Amen. Peter, God put his desire in Peter's heart to go catch men and save them from the fire, from hell's fire. Amen. Amen? That's one fish. You don't want that grilled fish. You don't want to be in hell. Ain't nothing good about it. Nothing good about it. The devil wants you to think it's not even there. It doesn't even exist. Only hell you're going to see is here on the earth. Lie. That's a lie. To a sinner, this is heaven here on earth, if you're lost, because it's going to get a whole lot worse than this. But don't, man, you better get hooked up with Jesus. Amen. Because there's heaven is a place. It's a real place. Amen. Amen. There's no darkness in heaven. Amen. There's no sin. There's no sickness. So why should we have it down? Why should we tolerate it down here? Jesus said, put it under your feet. Walk in health. Walk in His glory. Amen. What is the glory of God? It's the goodness of God. You need to go around saying, God is good. God is good. Next thing you know, goodness is happening. Glory is on you. That glory of God is on you. Let it consume you. Let the glory of God consume you. So you need to be consumed with His Word and let that Word come out. I got some notes, but I don't know if we're going to finish this. I'm going on vacation next week, so if I don't get done this week, I'm sorry, I'm gone. Amen. If Jesus comes back in the rapture, I'll finish this message in heaven, and I'll see everybody there, right? Amen. Amen. Everybody in here knows Jesus. Amen. Okay, you got to know that you know. There's a good old song that the Cockmans sing. It says, you got to know that you know that you know. That little old church, the preacher says, you got to know that you know that you know. In other words, you got to know. How do you know the Spirit of God will bear witness with your spirit? See, if you leave this church wondering, am I saved? You need to get saved. You need to come to me. You need to come here and let us pray for you. Don't leave here. Just trust in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. But if you're asking the question, that's a sign you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Amen? Because there was a time in my life, Mama took me to church. Going to church don't make you a Christian. It's knowing Jesus. Putting faith in Jesus. Who He is, He's God's Son. Why did He come to die on the cross? Why? To bring that separation that was, I was separated from God, and He took me back to relationship. His blood was shed, it had no sin, so my blood, God doesn't see me as a sinner no more. And once you get born again, newscast, you are not a sinner. Amen. You are God's son and daughter. Amen. Sin has been forgiven. Your nature has been changed. But see, you need to hang around people that know that, understand that, that teach that and preach that, because, man, you take somebody out of something, and if they don't get back into something, in other words, Jesus talked about if a person gets delivered from the devil and that man's house gets swept clean, and you don't put nothing else in there, you don't put the word in there, guess what? 7 more devils are going to come back in there, see, and try to deceive you. I didn't say they're going to try. Once you get born again, you're saved. You're sealed with the Holy Ghost, but they want to get in your mind. So you got to renew your mind. So you got the mind of Christ once you get born again, but you got to renew that mind. How do you renew it? Come to church, get in the Word, come to Wednesday night Bible study, whatever God, whatever you can do, and then leave and go home and study and meditate. Go home, take a nap from church. But think about the message. What was said? What was heard? What happened? And see, we're here to demonstrate God's power. Demonstrate, and it happened all the way back in the back with Paula. That power, the walls, there's no boundary to God's love. Now, when I go to a service, I like to come up front. Preacher, I just spit flying, noise, different things, but because, man, preacher wants to point me out, point me out, amen? Because if Jesus wants to say something to me, I want to be right there, and he ain't got to look. But nothing wrong with sitting in the back row. Don't y'all get mad at me, amen? But there's an empty front for you. Make sure I got my deodorant on this morning. I'm smelling all right. You know, they're called pews. Pews. I think we need to change the name. This is an anointed seat. Amen. This is the front seat is the blessed seat. Amen. I don't see nobody running. Boy, I'd be running to the front. Man, got to get up here. If God said the front seats are the blessed seats. Now, don't get up and run, but I'd be moving and shaking. Man, when Jesus came to town, I wanted to be early. Stay late. Amen? Y'all be okay if we preach later today? Past 12? Past 1? Past 2? There's water in the refrigerator. There's not much food because we eat food here. I tell you what, we don't leave nothing. We don't have mice here. You know why? Because there ain't no food here. Amen? When we leave, we take it with us. Ain't that right, Colette? We pack it up and we take it home. Nothing stays here except water. Amen? Now, people's living here, there'll be food here. Why leave it here? Man, go take it home and eat it. That's being good stewards. Praise God. What are we talking about this morning? Talking about Jesus. Glory. Wealth. Prosperity. Power. Love. It's all in love. Love of God. Riches. Long life. Riches and honor. That's God's promise to us, to His children. If I don't have it, I need to be... I mean, say, come here, come, long life, come, prosperity, wealth, come, blessing, come. Call those things that as though they are. Abraham, you got to call yourself an Abraham. Abraham, you're a father of many nations. You going to give me more wives, Lord? I don't have but one, Sarah, and she can't have children. See, no, don't you try to figure out God's plan. You just believe what He said and let Him work the plan. Amen? It's a good plan. It's a good plan. We're talking about hindrances to healing. Focus on healing. The Lord told me to focus on healing, but you can add finances, hindrances to relationships, hindrances to whatever in this message. We talked about Daniel's prayer in Daniel 9, 20 and 23. Not going there, just a summary. Daniel prayed. Needed revelation. He was a prophet. God had showed him some things. Now he's getting more revelation. He was praying for the sins of his people, for his sins, asking God to forgive him. Within 3 minutes, Gabriel came and showed up. He saw an angel. Gabriel came, showed up and touched the man, gave him the message. Angels can minister to us. They're still ministers for us. Amen? Now we got something greater. We got God on the inside of us. We got the Holy Ghost, but sometimes we need help. Sometimes we need all of God's tools working in our toolbox. Amen? I want always God. Lord, send whatever you need. Send whoever. Michael, Gabriel, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Jesus, you can come too. You know, show up and reveal yourself and speak to me. Because if Jesus reveals something to you, manifest, that means something's real important getting ready to happen. He just don't take people to heaven, show them heaven just to show them heaven. Man, I'm coming. That's what Jesse, that vision. Go tell my people I'm coming. Well, Lord, they know you come. No, they don't. Man, there's an urgency, and that's what he's been preaching. Amen. He's been on the mountain. His hair's turned white, man. He saw Jesus, saw the Father, just like Moses. He came down. Now his hair's white, but he's got a testimony. Amen. He saw heaven. I believe him. Why? I see the fruit in his life. He's a witness. Amen? He's a blessing to the body of Christ. He's a blessing to my family. He's changed my life. Helped me through situations. Amen? That's what the Word of God will help you out of situations. Need to get out so you can get into blessing. Need to get out of sickness so we can walk in divine health. See, God's perfect will for us is to not fight sickness, but to walk in health. Amen? Don't get under condemnation. If you're fighting something, I'm fighting something. But keep fighting. Amen? Don't lay down. Don't give up. Fight the good fight of faith. What's the good fight? It's the one we win, right? So whether we go by the grave or we go by the air, we're winners if we keep fighting. Don't turn back. Don't draw back. We got to be advancing the kingdom of God. The violent, take it. We take it by force. We got to advance and take it. Amen? The devil got our stuff, man. We need to get it. Get it out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous people that know what to do, the right things to do with the wealth. We don't fund abortion. We fund those that adopt. Adoptions. Life. We're for life. We are life. That shouldn't be a question. You shouldn't have to think about that. Amen. If you're thinking about that, you need to rethink about Jesus. Are you saved? Because before I got saved, I could really, you know, hate to say it now because I'm a Christian, I could really have cared less. I'd turn the TV. It really didn't, it wasn't a priority to me. But now, man, life is a priority. All life. That God, that's the Father's heart. Healing is a priority. The next prayer Daniel prayed for revelation and the angel, it took Gabriel 3 weeks to get to the man. Why? We found out variables. What is not the variable? Who's not the problem? God is not the problem. He's not a variable. Because Daniel, the angel Gabriel said immediately, Daniel, when you prayed, the command went forth, God heard it, and he sent me, and I was dispatched. He got there 3 minutes, the next time it took 3 weeks. He said, God heard, but he said, the next time, Daniel, I had to call Michael. Gabriel said, I had to call Michael. I had to have some help. I needed some help. The angel needed help. Amen? Because angels rebelled. There's demons now that rebelled against God, created by God. But there's more for us than be against us. Amen. Amen. Now, God can wrap this thing up all. He could take care of this thing with His Word. But that's not His plan. Because why? He loves us. Why did He not just take Adam and Eve out? The devil knew that. He knew blood had to be shed. But he knew God was a covenant God. What did God do? What did love do? This is the greatest love story ever told. God said, I'll step in and I'll die for him. Amen. He died for me. When I was in my home, he walked in that home and he got me out. Before it even happened, Jesus died for me. He took care of me. He loved me. God stepped in and said, I'll be the sacrifice. He did. Now, Adam and Eve, they had to suffer. That wasn't God's plan either, was it? No. It was their disobedience. They had to suffer, but suffering for, and back then they suffered longer than we did, thousands, hundreds of years, where now, you know, our lifespan is about 80 to 120. Theirs was 969. Methuselah was 916. Figure going through life and tormenting, fighting disease for 900 years compared to about 120. I'll take 120 if I got a choice. That's God's mercy. He cut man's lifespan down because he didn't want him suffering that much longer with sin. But the only way sin could be taken out, blood had to be shed. And the only way man could be saved is God had to be the lamb. He had to be the sacrifice. And God so loved the world that he died for us. Amen? Yeah. Don't let nobody ever tell you that God ain't good and he don't love people, that he's out there letting these babies be aborted and all this. No, he's not. We did that. Man did that. We brought sin into this earth. God could. He can't stop it because he gave, there's a lease. There's a time. When the fullness of time comes, Jesus is coming back. It's been only been a couple days to God. It's been a couple thousands of years to mankind. But it's going to be, there's going to be a book. This book's going to be shut. But those that had their name in the Lamb's Book of Life, our books are going to continue to be written. Amen. But those that don't know Jesus, their name's not in there, man. That time's coming to an end. Amen. Your sickness, your disease has an ending. It has an expiration date. Over 2,000 years ago, when Jesus died on the cross, your sickness was paid for. Amen? Our healing was paid for. That's been taken care of. We don't have to wait on that, but we do got to fight for it. You know, this country, we didn't stay free because we just stayed at home and said, we free. No, men and women went out there and fought, and blood was shed for our freedom. Amen. Don't look at these people on TV saying they know something and disrespect this country and disrespect what this country believes for and say they know something. They don't know nothing. They didn't fight for it. It was given to them. Now, they might have worked a little bit for it, but nothing. Unless you're willing to lay down your life, you ain't worked for nothing.
Amen.
Amen. This is what this country is about, man. God separated man and put pilgrims on this continent so we could be a nation that would separate and bring Jesus to the world.
Amen.
Amen. God's got a great future for us. Those that will remember Him. I ain't got off the first page yet. Brother Shambach would say, that's just my introduction. Now, here's the rest of the story. And then he'd go about an hour long. Hey, I looked at the camp meeting, man. They started with praise and worship till the end. It was about 3 hours of camp meeting. Ooh, Jesus. I mean, they had to have some food in the kitchen or send people home and come back. Or they might have fed them. They might have... I tell you what, have it delivered, and Jesus will multiply it. I tell you, if the anointing, you believe miracles.
Amen.
Everybody be fed, and there'll be 12 baskets or more left over.
Amen.
Amen. That's the God we serve.
Amen.
So the variables or hindrances, this is a summary here. The variable is not God. The variable was the devil, the flesh, doubt, unbelief. All those can be variables. Satan is the main character behind all the evil. He is the main character behind all the evil. He is the father of lies, the father of sickness, disease, poverty. Anything bad, you can put his name on it. Don't put God on that. Anything bad, you put the devil's name on it. Give him his due. Give the devil his due. Because God's going to give it due to him. He's going to put him in a lake of fire. That's all it's worth, is a lake of fire. That's his future. Amen? That means so be it. That's his future. We're going to see it. Here's some hindrances to healing. Number one, I'm going to go through these quickly. We got CDs out here, part one, part two, part three. This is part four. A hindrance to your healing, have you been baptized in the Holy Ghost? Do you speak in tongues? That can be a hindrance to your healing because I haven't had it and I have got it. Doesn't mean everything's going to work fine when you get it, but I got the power now. It's not God's fault. It's my fault if I don't use that power. Amen. God don't send you out to a battle with no guns or no swords. He gave the power to the church before He sent the church.
Yes.
Amen. And you need the power. Don't let anybody tell you, God ain't doing that anymore. That's a lie. Acts 1:8, Jesus told us, you shall receive power. Have you received that power? That'd be a question. After the Holy Ghost, H-G. Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you will be witnesses unto me to Jerusalem. Witnesses of what? Miracles, signs, wonders, speaking in tongues, devils being cast out. We're supposed to put Jesus on display, not put Him in the back room. Amen. Put Him on display so the whole world can see Jesus is alive and you are free. We're free. Romans 1:16 says the gospel, good news, is the power. If you're spreading good news, you don't have power. And you're not bringing anybody else power. The gospel is the good news. It's the power of God unto salvation. That word salvation, sozo, healed, delivered, saved, set free. It's more than just getting your sins given, taken away. Man, it's walking in divine health, being blessed, being prospered, being free in your mind, being free from torment, being free from fear. That's salvation. That's what it brings. That's what Jesus brought to this world. That's what He brought to me over 20 years ago. I didn't know it all, but it got deposited on the inside of me. How do you get a deposit? How do you get the money out? You go make a withdrawal. Amen? And you can't bankrupt heaven. You can't bankrupt the Holy Ghost. Amen? You can't bankrupt Him. Amen? You can grieve Him. Come on now. We can grieve the Holy Ghost. How do you grieve Him? By chewing gum in church? Oh, look, Jackie, quit chewing gum. Oh, Lord. How do you grieve the Holy Ghost? You grieve Him by not believing Him. It ain't what you do. It ain't babies crying. It ain't being quiet or being loud. It's being in unbelief. You can grieve the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. It's you knowing to do right and not doing it. That grieves Him. He doesn't leave you. You grieve Him. We just got to be honest, right? So if we don't grieve Him, man, He's brooding. He's ready. But man, we don't believe. He's idle. Wanting to work through you. Wanting to do something. Wanting to touch somebody. If you haven't been baptized, Jesus was the one that baptized you in the Holy Spirit. Now, we believe with you. We institute it. We release our faith for you, but He does it. And then you speak with other tongues. The Holy Ghost don't speak in tongues. You speak. It's a heavenly language. Holy Ghost, He's a spirit. He speaks His language, period. Amen. Whatever God says, do. Yes, sir, He does it. Amen. And that's why we need that power, so we can hear God say, do this, do that. And that's what the Holy Ghost, He's like an amplifier. You heard that train right there? That's amplified. That train's making some noise. The Holy Ghost can make noise like that on the inside of you, but it's a small, still voice. It's God's, and you'll know, don't do that. See, you've got to be sensitive to His Spirit, and you've got to learn His voice, learn His language. Amen. It might sound stupid to your mind, and it probably will. Randy, you want to get healed? Write down your vision on a piece of paper. Bring it, Pastor said, bring it here, and we're going to put it up down here by the altar. You know what he did next week? His wife came in with that, had a whole page. He didn't just do a couple. He had a whole front page. He probably could have kept on going. And where is it at? It's underneath this plate that's got money on it. Wealth. See, there's a, amen. Divine wealth and health. See, long life's in Randy's hands. Praise God. Put them together. If you get confused, just put them together. I got it all, brother. If the pastor gets confused, put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Remember that old song? The man of Galilee. He's a strong hand. He won't let you sink. He'll pull you out of that situation. He'll pull you out of that situation. He'll pull you out of that situation. And he hangs on. He says, you're the one, don't let loose. God ain't letting go. But we can. We can let go. No, Lord. No, don't do that. Hang on to Jesus. Amen. Because He don't want to. My children, at one time, they didn't know how to walk. They crawled. Some of them scooted, man. They went from scooting to walking. They just scooted. Some of them crawled, but son Dallas, I think he was a scooter, man. He wanted to bypass the crawling stage. He scooted. And he was up and running, man. I tell you what. What do we want to be for God? You want to crawl for God or you want to run for God? Man, I want to be out there winning. I want to be out there running, man. But there is a walking. There is a crawling process. There's a baby stage, amen? A learning stage. Nothing wrong with the baby stage. You get milk. Babies can't eat steaks yet. They choke and die. God can't just show you all these great things He wants to do because we'd be like, no, I'm going to do that. No way. But see, He gives you little things to do. And then once you get past that stage, man, you get your pull-ups on. Got my pull-ups on, potty train, almost. And then next thing you know, you got the belt of truth. And then you get a breastplate. And then you get a helmet. And then you get a sword. See, the sword is the last thing, but it needs to be the first thing. That's the Word of God. But you need to know how to use it. You need to know how to, amen? You need to know what to do with it. Don't cut people with it. Don't kill them. Amen. Cut sickness off of them. Cut disease off of them. Cut devils off of them. That's what you want to do. Not the people. You're to save the people with the Word of God. Some of them you got to snatch up out of the fire, the Bible says. Snatch them up with urgency. But then a lot of them, you just got to cut some things off of them with the Word. Being baptized in the Holy Ghost, number one, that could be a big, say big, big hindrance. God wants you to have it all, but He don't want you to fall. And without this baptism, you can fall and stumble. Number two, we talked about disobedience can hinder your healing. Disobedience to the heavenly vision. Remember Paul said, who was he talking to? Agrippa? Oh, Agrippa. Because he witnessed to Jesus to him. Man, and at the end he said, Paul, thou all, had to put the King James, thou almost persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, oh, Agrippa, all but these chains, I wish you were a man like I was, because he knew if you don't receive Jesus, man, he'd be like Paul came to that Damascus road. Paul was getting to the very place of judgment to where he wouldn't live. And Paul knew, oh, Agrippa, all but these chains, I wish you'd be the man that I was. Because if not, you're going to be chained. You're going to be in a lake of fire. And he wouldn't. He said that almost. And I bet Paul was just like saddened in his heart, man, because he witnessed to him. Remember? Stephen, y'all always reject the Holy Ghost. Stephen pulled his heart out before those religious and they threw stones and stoned him to death. Some people ain't going to like you out there. Some people ain't going to like your testimony. Don't get offended. You could lose a healing over that. Offenses are one too. Disobedience can be a hindrance. 1 John 4:4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. God is greater than the devil. But Satan can hinder God's plan in your life if a person cooperates and gives the devil authority to fight against you. That can be a hindrance. Disobedience. Being disobedient can cost you in your healing. James 4:6-8, I remind you, but God gives more grace because he said God resists the proud and gives grace to the who? The humble. So see, you don't get in pride because if you get in pride, God's resisting you. Look at your love walk. Is there pride in your life? Pride is not just on the top end of it to where, you know, I've got all this power. Pride is like I'm just an old sinner saved by grace, just barely getting along. No, that's pride because you don't believe who God is, what Jesus done for you. Man, that's the low end of pride. Man, God wants us walking in the middle, being humble. And notice, it's Christ in me. If it not for God, I'd be lost. I'd be a dead man out there walking. So let's make sure we resist the devil and don't assist. Don't be his assistant. Resist him. Be the resistance. Anything, toenail, ingrown toenail, fight that thing. Yeah, you probably caused it. I got a finger right now. I pulled a nail in it, got in there and got red. You know what I've been doing? I squeezed that out of there. I spoke prayer over it too. But now I'm taking my authority and I'm squeezing that affection out. So you got to fight it. I used to get them a lot, man, when I was younger. The way I cut my fingers and stuff, I ain't had one of these in a long time. You just touch something and you'd be like, oh, Jesus. You hit the corner or something. So I said, I'm done with this. Start pushing that infection out. Push it out. Do what you need to do. Get a pen, poke it. Put some fire on the needle and poke it. Don't play with the devil. Put the fire of the Holy Ghost on him. Amen? Yeah. Get out of here. You don't belong in my body. Be urgent against things, man. Number 3, unbelief. Big one. The big U. Unbelief is a hindrance to your healing. Unbelief can keep our answers from coming to pass. Just because people sound and look like they're faith, they have faith to receive healing, doesn't mean they really are. So don't, you know, you're praying for somebody and they don't receive. Don't try to figure it out. Just know what you believe. Know who you believe. Now you need to get them to a place of belief. We do not always know what's going on in somebody else's life. Amen. We don't know that. God does, but he only reveals to our hearts what that person wants us to. What they reveal to God. If they want help, God will reveal it to his prophets, to his people. To help that person get free. Because God won't override nobody's will. Amen? But if you ask for help, help is on the way. The Calvary is on the way. They're right here. They're in this room right now. Angels dispatched, encamped around those that fear the Lord their God. What are they doing? They're keeping out the resistor. We're resisting evil. They're keeping out the devils, the demons that want to try to steal, kill, and destroy, man. There's angels in this room. There's angels in this city. Amen? Don't go looking for them. They're here. Now, you can go search, go read about them, but no, they're here. And they're warrior angels. Man, they got big swords. Goliath ain't got nothing on God's angels. And he was a big giant. Only giant I can put him close to is the Jolly Green Giant. That's the only one I've seen on TV. You know, I've seen Andre the Giant wrestling. He was pretty big, but I don't think he still was as big as the one in the Bible. But what did it take? It took a boy. Goliath called him a dog, David, with a rock and a slingshot. I used to do a slingshot. I wasn't worth 2 cents. But David took it to a bear and took it to a lion. He had skill. He had power. He had a covenant with God. And he was a shepherd boy, being obedient to his father at home. Oh, you're one of them shepherd boys, but your brother's out there. They're out there fighting about. No, they ain't. They were out there hiding over this giant, Goliath, cursing the armies of God. They were tucking their tail and running. But David, he was at home taking care of some sheep. But he was anointed by God. God had a vision for him to be king. See, king, you don't start being king. There's a process. I think Brother Shambach said this, don't think you're ready to fight the devil if you can't get along with your brothers and your sisters and your husband and your wives. It starts at home, amen? And that goes to the Word. Paul told Timothy, you know, be good at home. Don't think you can do the house of God, work at the house of God if things ain't at home are right. Does that mean you're going to be perfect? No, you're going to be obedient. Obedient to the heavenly vision. What does God say to do? You do it. Because when you start talking about somebody, God's going to come back to you. He's not going to talk to the other person. He's going to talk to you. Okay, Lord, I'm listening. Yes, Lord. And then He'll point you to the Scripture. He'll point you to an example. Don't be one of these. Be a Daniel in the lion's den. Where's Daniel at? He's working today. He's in the lion's den. But he was obedient to God and he didn't get ate up. Daniel slept in the lion's den because he knew he had a covenant with God. Unbelief, that's a big one. Remember the children of Israel, I'm speeding this thing up. They had an evil heart of unbelief because they did not believe the Lord kept his covenant. And they murmured and they complained out there in the wilderness and they did a lap around that gym again. You ever like basketball, did football, you go to the gym, they make you run sprints. Do another lap. Well, coach, I'm sweating here. I know, but you didn't do what I told you to do. Another lap. Don't complain. Yes, coach. Yes, coach. That's all you need to say. Yes, coach. Don't complain. That coach, another lap. Boy, it wasn't me complaining. It was somebody back there. Don't matter. When God looks at one, he looks at us all, right? When he looks at the body of Christ, we're suffering because somebody else is in disobedience, but we all suffer, right? That's why we got to love one another, help one another, so we can be healed one to the other. The Old Testament saints, page 3. Oh, this is where I stopped 2 weeks ago. I made a note right there. I stopped here 2 weeks ago. Get CDs if you were not here. See, I made a note for myself. Praise the Lord. Are y'all awake? All right. See, somebody's obedient back there. If you don't talk, you got to go another lap. Got another 30 minutes. I hear voices cry out. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, even Jesus was hindered by unbelief. Remember we talked about Mark 8:22. He came to Bethesda. You know Peter? And Peter came from Bethesda. That was his area. And they found a blind man and they brought him to Jesus and they besought him to touch him and he took the blind man by the hand, led him out of the town, and when he had spit in his eyes, Jesus, spit in somebody's eyes. Anybody need prayer for eyes this morning? Huh? All right, everybody singing okay, right? they are now. Praise God. Somebody just got their healing. He spit on his eyes, put his hands upon him, and he asked him, how you see now? And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, Jesus put his hands again. Nothing wrong with praying again.
Amen.
See, sometimes in Word of Faith, we've been taught, oh, that's unbelief. You didn't believe it the first time. No. If you need a double dose, get a double dose.
Amen.
Three times? Hey, three. Threes and sevens, those are good in the Bible. I heard a man had leprosy, said, go dip 7 times in the Jordan River, dirty river. Well, why can't the man of God just come out here and pray for me? God didn't say to do it that way. He murmured and complained, but at least he had a servant that said, won't you just do the man of God? If he said something hard to do, wouldn't you know, he didn't say something hard, just go dip in the Jordan River. And he was complaining every time he was dipping. And the 7th time he came up, his skin was like a baby. See, God's faithful. God's faithful, but guess what? 6 times he wouldn't have got it. He left full of leprosy. So you need somebody around you that has faith like Jesus. Amen? When God says do it, you just do it that way. Randy, you're healed, brother. You got the vision. Y'all got the vision. You're going to walk in hell. You're going to have what you say. Fighting all the way. Fight for it. So Jesus put his hands on him again and his eyes, and he said, "Look up." And he was restored. And he saw men clearly. I'm sure he started jumping up and shouting, "Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus." And he sent him away to his house, saying, "Don't go to the town, nor tell it to anybody in this town." Jesus did not want him telling his unbelieving friends what God just did. Wonder why? Sometimes, because they would try to explain it away. See, Bethesda, they were full of unbelief. God can't do miracles. God don't do that anymore, because they were bound by unbelief. Jesus said, "Don't go back to this town telling them anything. Keep your healing." See, Jesus did nothing of himself, only what he saw the Father did, John 5:19. There was a purpose for leading this man out of the town. Bethesda was one of the cities that received Jesus' harshest rebuke because of the people's hardened hearts of unbelief. Don't think God don't know something about people you're around, people you don't need to be around. He knows. The unbelief of others can hinder the manifestation of God's healing and God's will in your life. Therefore, it is probable that Jesus led this man away from the crowd to separate him from the unbelief of others, just as he did on other occasions. Come on, we're going down Faith Street. You've been on Unbelief Street too long. It's time to get healed. Time to be able to see what God said. See this beautiful world. I remember when I got born again. Now, this is my story. I'm sticking to it. Y'all might have seen different, might not, but I did. I saw the sky was bluer. I saw clouds. I saw depth to them. It's because I was living. I was truly living now. All these things I took for granted when I was a sinner, I just became accustomed to them. You know, it's just nothing important, but I started seeing things the way God saw it in the beginning. And I was like, wow. I said, "Lord, I got glasses, and I'm going to have my true eyesight." I'm speaking against farsightedness. I had a young guy do my examination. You know what? You need to, if somebody's younger, don't look and say, "Man, they're young. I need an old doctor." No, you need somebody that knows the truth. And he says, he told me this could have been a hindrance to me. I've been wearing glasses since I was in the third grade. And see, it's been so long, I can't remember about how I used to see. You know, you try to remember back things without glasses. I did play football with it. People were blurry, but I knew the ball. I could see that ball. That was the enemy, and there's the ball. I mean, it was kind of blurry, but I was good. I didn't like to wear those sports glasses. And I did good. MVP my sophomore year. Had the trophy to prove it. It was a blur, but I got it done, amen. I got it done. What was I talking about? Being persistent. Unbelief of others. When I was in the third grade, I wore glasses. I was wearing glasses, but that young man, the young doctor, told me, he said, what happened was, they called it lazy eye, different things now. He said, but you don't have that anymore. You just got a strong thing of farsightedness. Because the last doctor, he had my prescription so messed up. I looked back there and Leo was blurry. It's still been blurry. I figured it clear up, but it never did. But this guy got me straight now. So I can see close up and I can see far away, and it's not blurry anymore. But he said, if that doctor had not put that prescription on you, your brain would have saw you were having problems here, and it would have shut down one eye. And I'd have been blind in one eye. But he said, had you not wore your glasses like you were supposed to, a lot of kids, you know, "I ain't wearing glasses, I'm playing." But I wore my glasses. I just did it. Mama paid for them. I broke a lot of them. I get hit with softballs and baseballs, and I tape those things up. Boy, ugly glasses, old brown, had white tape on them. But I wore them faithfully. And he said, had you not, he said, you probably wouldn't have vision in one eye today. And you know, I could have left there saying, well, he's just a doctor. But I said, thank you, Lord, for him giving me some wisdom. It made me feel good. At least I listened. See, faith is being obedient to God, doing what he says to do. If you go to a doctor and the doctor says something, God uses that doctor. Listen. Amen. Listen to the doctor God created. Nothing wrong with that. See, sometimes we get to an extreme. But now if the doctor want to put a voodoo or something, want to do a hex or something, you better leave that place and cast out the devil or something. Get out of there. Medical doctor, okay. Voodoo doctor, not okay. We're not doing dolls. We're not doing putting rocks. Hey, I remember I was told, you want to get rid of warts? Take a rock, rub it on the wart, put it in a box, throw it out the window. When somebody else opens the box, they get your wart. I did it. It worked. More warts came back. That was a lie. Why would you want somebody else to have your curse? That's the devil. It works. See, supernatural things will work if you believe them, but it wasn't from God. Amen? Right. Put the word on it now. I had something come up on my forehead about 6 months ago, and I don't have much hair, but my hair used to cover things. I didn't like it. I spoke to it. I spoke, and I scratched, I rubbed, and it's gone. Because I just didn't like it being right there. And I was dogmatic against it. Amen? The word works. I just helped it a little bit. I rubbed. You ain't even going to... Keep your faith in God. Hindrance to healing. Be obedient. Amen?
Amen.
Be persistent for your manifestation. Be persistent. Amen? Number four, and there's lots... I put numbers so I know where I'm at. There's lots of hindrances to prayer. These are just ones I specifically want to summarize, let you know. But the Holy Ghost will let you know. You need unforgiveness is one I didn't put down. Man, we got to go to homecomings, reunions. Man, there's a lot of ways the devil can steal your healing or hindrance. You start thinking about the past, what somebody done to you. Or you can even get like Job, think what's going to happen. Get in fear about what's going to happen. Man, don't give the devil any place in your future. He's in your past. You ever played that game, Whack-A-Mole? Ever played Whack-A-Mole at carnivals at Carowinds, Whack-A-Mole? You ever play Whack-A-Mole, Frankie? He probably said, you crazy, preacher. Whack-A-Mole. You get in there, these little moles, there's about 8 of them. They pop up in all kind of different scenarios. You got a hammer, you got a rubber mallet. You smack them. If you hit them, you get a point. You hit enough of them, you get a prize. Keep hitting the devil until you get the prize. The prize is your healing. He's going to pop up over here, hit him. Pop up over here in your leg, hit him. In your back, hit him. Hit him with the word, the hammer of the word. Amen. That wasn't in my notes. I think Jesse just gave that to me.
Amen.
That sounds like something Jesse would say. Whack-a-mole. I wonder if Jesse, I don't think he's ever, I never heard him talk about whack-a-mole. But I played whack-a-mole and I was good at it at Carowinds and I won my wife a prize. But I won't spend the money on those prizes like that. Back then I was trying to win my wife with love. I wanted to win something for her. I don't spend money on those things anymore. I take her out to a good steakhouse, amen?
Amen.
Back then, it was puppy dogs. And you know what you got to do, don't you, Reed? Randy, you know what we got to do? Be the king and win that prize for my lady. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. What was I talking about? What was that? Whack-a-mole. What, the devil. Hit him on the head. Knock him out. The prize is your healing. He's trying to steal it. Hinder you from keeping it or having it. Amen? Knock him out. You can do it. The hammer of the word. It never fails. Number four, and this goes kind of like offenses. Go back to the children of Israel. And I'm not saying this is coming against the pastor, but if his shoe fits, wear it. And I love you, right? I'm just speaking. We own internet radio too. But they murmured and they complained about Moses not being able to feed them, not being able to supply their water, to meet their needs. He wasn't their provider to begin with. God, Jehovah Jireh, is the provider. He handpicked Moses out of a little basket. The devil wanted to drown him in the Nile River. It might not have been the Nile, but it was Pharaoh's river. But God said, I've chosen that kid. He's going to deliver my people Israel. You see, God, the devil tried to drown him, tried to kill him. But God protected him. The devil's tried to take you out. Sickness, disease, poverty. Fight him. See, you're carrying people's miracles on the inside of you. You're going to deliver people with your songs, Peggy, Harold, with the Word of Faith radio. I think y'all need to get on there. You need to sing on the radio yourself, President. You need to do some preaching on there yourself. Put you some slots in there. Amen? You got something to share too. So offenses, murmuring, backbiting, gossip will hinder your healing.
Amen.
Numbers 21, 4 through 7 talked about how they were by the Red Sea and the soul of the people were much discouraged because of the way God would send them. Jesus is the way.
Yes.
Some people are discouraged because they don't like the way Jesus preached or taught or the way I'm preaching or teaching. But I'm going to follow Him. He is the way.
Amen.
He's the way out of the wilderness. He's the way out of sickness. He's the way out of poverty. He has the the way. He's a way maker. Amen. He's a chain breaker. Praise the Lord. And they murmured, they complained against Moses and what they were doing. They were complaining against God. And this is the old covenant. Remember, old covenant, you had blessings and curses. Now they're speaking a curse. What happened? Curse came. Snakes started biting them in the camp. People started dying. Snake bite. See, they were in the wilderness. Rattlesnakes out there started biting them. What did they do? They repented. They said, Moses, help us, help us. Moses didn't say, well, you get what you pay for. No. He went to God. And God said, quickly. God didn't want them to die. They were getting what they were reaping, what they were sowing. He said, quickly, take a snake, put it on a pole, and put it up. And when the people look, see, if you're sick, you've got to look to Jesus. Where's Jesus being preached? Where's he been? You know, listen, get the CD on, get the radio on, come to church. Listen, and then listen after you leave church. Look to Jesus, and when they look to that snake on the pole, it stopped, and they lived. See, Jesus is the life. And see, our medical confession, you'll see that snake on a pole, on an amulet, that represents Jesus. It don't represent the devil. It represents, that's where your healing is in Jesus. He was lifted up, and judgment came on him. Sickness came on him, so healing will come on us. That's the new covenant.
Amen.
That's grace, man. That's power.
Amen.
So don't be an offense, and don't be offended. If that's speaking to you, that can be hindering your healing, or it will hinder your healing. It'll hinder anything in your life. Let that go, guys. Love God, love people. As much as you can, the Bible says, be at peace with all men. It's hard to be at peace with somebody, but I can't do it in myself. I've got to do it in the power of God. And you can do that, because Jesus said, all things are possible. You can do it, but he's not going to make you do it. So that's your can. You can either sit on it or you can kick it. Amen. I choose to sit on that can, because you can. You can. Rita tell you, you can do all things. Yes, you can. Say, I can.
I can.
I'm not a can,
but I can.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Popeye had a can. Tell me what his can was.
Amen.
He Popeye the sailor man.
Yeah.
He had power when he had his can.
Because
the devil had his girl. And he got mad. What's your girl? Healing? Prosperity? Power? That's God's blessing. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And the devil's got some of it sometimes. He's hanging on to it because he's hindering other people.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get them saved. Amen?
Amen?
That's the work of an evangelist. Amen?
Amen.
Evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gift of song. Jackie's going to minister 2 weeks from now. Pastor Jim's going to be with you next Sunday because I'm going to be at the beach. Pray for your pastor. I'm going to be under umbrella. Taking orders and not giving any. I always wear a hat. You catch me out of church, tell them, Larry, I have a hat on one. Most of the time. Unless I'm getting a little bit of sunshine. See, vitamin, what does that read? Vitamin
D.
D. Oh, I got B, D.
D.
Going D. Going D.
D.
Okay.
D,
D, D, D. Vitamin D. Sun is good.
Amen.
Not too long, just enough, right? Sun is good. God created the sun and the moon, hung them in the sky. Every time I see them, I think about him. Y'all going to like this last page. It's got about 5 words on it. And it's about 5 to 12. Usually we get out at 12. Usually. You're going to come back here if I keep you longer than 12? Well, if y'all said no, you know I still do what God says, right? Because I love you. See, I love you so much, I'm going to not do what you say. I'm going to do what God says. Amen. That's a good thing, guys. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Because there might be wrecks out there going on that you're kept from today. Amen. It's finished on paper. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Okay, now the rest is up to you. God said enough is enough. Jesus said it's finished. It's time to receive what you believe the Lord for. In other words, it's time to receive the manifestation. Because once you pray, believing, you've received. Jesus sent, God sent His Word. He sent Jesus. Jesus came. He did not delay. In the fullness of time, He came. And He said, Father, into my hand, I commit my spirit. And when that spirit went to hell, diabetes went to hell, high blood pressure went to hell, cancer went to hell, Jesus came out and left it in hell. Amen. He took it. He was the scapegoat in the Old Testament. Jesus was the scapegoat. The sin, sickness, disease, the curse was laid on Jesus, and he took it to hell. And he preached good news. And he rocked, y'all remember the Rock'em Sock'em robots? That's what he did to the devil. Bam, 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 bam. What's he doing? He's getting the keys. And then old head, you know, head goes up. It's over, brother. It's finished. He says, I got the keys of death, hell, and the grave.
Amen.
Where's our problem? It's not in God. It's in hell. That's where it needs to stay.
That's right.
Amen. Keep it there. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. There's healing in this place. There's deliverance in this place. Amen. There's power here because Jesus is alive and His Word is true. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Let's just take some time. Just receive. Receive, enough is enough. Receive what you've been believing. Believe it right now to the point I've got it. It's in my body. It's on me.
Yes.
It's working in me.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I still see some, my blood sugar's good. It's running 124. It's still a little bit higher in some levels, but I'm still confessing, I'm still thanking Jesus that I am redeemed from diabetes, type 1, 2. I don't care what type it is.
Amen.
Jesus delivered me from it. Yes, I'm using wisdom. I'm doing things I'm supposed to do better. But God has blessed me. He has blessed His people. He gave His life. He gave Himself so that you could be free.
Right.
Father, we thank You right now for Your anointing. I thank You, Father God, for the power that was released on Calvary. Lord, we thank You right now that we are receiving from You. Enough is enough. We're receiving our manifestation right now. If people's got to go back to the doctors, Lord, the doctors will have to change what the report says because it's going to be different in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank You. Lord, we believe that we receive what You came and gave us for right now, Father. And we are determined right now that what you died for, we will live for. You died for us and we will live for You. We'll live free from murmuring, from offenses, from anything that would hinder from us from being healed. And Father, we thank You for it. And we thank You, Holy Spirit, that You're going to reveal things to us in our lives that we need to walk free from and how to do it. And Lord, it begins at Your feet, at the feet of Jesus. Whatever You say do, we'll do it. Now, and I pray that if you believe it, you just need to accept it. But more than that, you need to do it. If you believed it and you spoke it and you committed to it, and God will bring the increase. Anybody seen Facing the Giants?
Yeah.
Remember that guy that prayed? He was faithful, going there to pray over those lockers, praying all over those kids. This was a Christian university. This was a Christian campus. And these people were sending these kids. They didn't care. They were just attitudes. He kept praying. Somebody's praying. Kept praying. He kept praying. Don't look at what's happening around you. Don't look at the sin, the darkness. You just keep praying. Keep praying. And then he said, God is going to send the rain. You prepare the field, and God's going to send the rain. So you keep praying. You're preparing the field. You're preparing your field. See, your field, your life. Amen. Somebody's watching you. Somebody's watching. Somebody's watching you. Amen. They're going to see if you believe what you talk about. Amen. Give them something. Say, you've been watching? Here it is. Amen. You've been wanting somebody to pray for you? Let me pray for you. Let me release some goodness on you. Amen. Some grace, some power. Your hindrance for any kind of healing has been, you need this on CD. Roland's going to be making a copy. 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know if there'll be any more or not, but we got 4 CDs that you need. You can request them. And if you're listening by radio, and I hope you are and believe you are, Word of Faith Worship Center is a good church to come get healed at because Jesus is the healer. And you can come to our website, WOFWC, Word of Faith Worship Center.org, and receive what you need. There it is. Amen. And address is 757 Harris Street, Northwest. Amen.